Hallelujah. This is another beautiful day in the presence of the living God. Today is the 23rd day of the month of August, year 2022. Let's appreciate the Lord for giving us privilege to see another day. Let's worship the name of the Lord for the opportunity to see another day. Thank God for the gift of life. Lord, we worship you. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, if you are joining us for the first time, this is High Voltage Prayer Program. And in this program, we pray with high voltage and militant style of prayer. I know that God, who has been giving a lot of people testimony, many testimony has been rolled onto us, and I know you are going to be the next one. Now, listen to me. I prophesy into your life that from today, a way shall be made for you where there's no way. The Lord shall raise a voice for you. The Almighty God shall promote your destiny. Every decision against you shall be cancelled by the blood of Jesus Christ. If you are on the sick bed, hear me now. I command the healing power of God to fall upon you. I command the yoke of the enemy upon your life to be broken. Any organ of your body that is not functioning very well, hear the word of the Lord. Receive power to function well. Receive power to function well. I command your kidney. Receive power to function well. I command your liver. Receive power to function well. I command your bladder, receive power to function well. I command your womb, receive power to function well. I command your intestine, receive power to function well. I command every organ of your body, lakuse paru muskata. I command your heart, receive power to function well. I command that bladder, receive power to function well. Yes, lekote kote kote kopra kote deskotia. You kidney, hear the word of the Lord. Latum rapu suntoka, receive power to function well. All the arteries of the body, the muscle of the body, the nerves, receive power to function well. I command your eyes to function well, your leg to function well. In the name of Jesus Christ, everyone that is under the spell of the wicked, I command you to be released in the name of Jesus Christ. The hand of the Lord shall fall upon your life. The yoke of darkness shall be broken. In the name of Jesus Christ, every evil hand upon your glory, wither, and I command your glory to shine. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up right now with power and get up from that sick bed. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha, beloved, join me as we appreciate the Lord with this song and worship His name. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Oh, for His mercies endure right forever. Amen. For His mercies endure right forever. Amen. Thank you, Father. You can never, never change. You can never, never change. Oh, you can never, never change. Jesus the same forever. Oh, you can never, never change. Oh, you will never, never change. You can never, never change. Jesus the same forever. Open your mouth and say, oh God, arise. Turn my enemy against each other in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise. Turn my enemy against each other in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise. Turn my enemy against each other in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise. Turn my enemy against each other in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise, turn my enemy against each other. In Jesus' name we pray. Any personality that has vowed to frustrate me, receive open disgrace in the name of Jesus. Any personality that has vowed to frustrate me, receive open disgrace in the name of Jesus. Any personality that has vowed to frustrate me, receive open disgrace in Jesus' name we pray. Any personality using occultic power to manipulate me, be disappointed in the name of Jesus. Any personality using occultic power to manipulate me, be disappointed in the name of Jesus. Any personality using occultic power to manipulate me, be disappointed in the name of Jesus. Any personality using occultic power to manipulate me, be disappointed in the name of Jesus. Any personality using occultic power to manipulate me, be disappointed. Be disappointed in Jesus' mighty name we pray. I release panic upon my full-time enemy in the name of Jesus. I release panic upon my full-time enemy In the name of Jesus, I release panic upon my foot. I mean, in Jesus' name we pray. Spirit of confusion, enter into the camp of my stubborn enemy. In the name of Jesus, spirit of confusion, enter into the camp of my stubborn enemy. In the name of Jesus, spirit of confusion, enter into the camp of my stubborn enemy. In Jesus' name we pray. Leka lekumbra kasantara. Say this one with power. I shall not be put to shame by the power in the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I shall not be put to shame by the power in the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I shall not be put to shame by the power in the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I shall not be put to shame by the power in the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, agenda of the wicked. In my place of work, scatter by fire. In the name of Jesus, agenda of the wicked in my place of work, scatter by fire. In the name of Jesus, agenda of the wicked in my place of work, scatter by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, Holy Ghost, arise, disappoint the plans of my enemy. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, arise, disappoint the plans of my enemies. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, arise, disappoint the plans of my enemies. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, arise, disappoint the plans of my enemy. In Jesus' name, we say, oh heaven, arise, raise enemy against my enemies. In the name of Jesus, oh heaven, arise, raise enemy against my enemy. In the name of Jesus, oh heaven, arise, raise enemy against my enemy. In the name of Jesus, oh heaven, arise, raise enemy against my enemy. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, all my enemy, hear the word of the Lord. Fight yourself in the name of Jesus. All my enemies, hear the word of the Lord. Fight yourself in Jesus' mighty name. We pray. Blood of Jesus, arise, destroy evil altars erected against my destiny. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, arise, destroy evil altar erected against my destiny. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, we are still on the topic, seven major powers that pursue people aggressively. Many people are under serious pursuit. There are pursuing powers, pursuing many, many people. And you see many people are running from pillar to post because of these aggressive pursuing powers. Many do not even know what they are passing through, but they know that their lives are not really balanced. They cannot say whether is this or that. When you are under aggressive pursuing powers, you must know what to do. But there are major seven of them that pursue with aggression. Number one is the power of secret sin. The power of sin. When you don't deal with sin consciously and deliberately, it will pursue you. The Bible says your sin shall find you out. Number two is the power of wicked enemies. The Bible says clearly, a man's enemy are men of his household. When you are under serious pursuit by household wickedness, it can be very, very dangerous. You must wage a spiritual war against them and break every connection with this household enemy. Number three is the power of strained covenant. A covenant is like a spiritual contract and is binding two or more people together. It has a terms and condition that you must be able to follow. When you are under this strained covenant, you will notice that your life is not just moving in one direction. You must consciously break these covenants using the name and the blood of Jesus. Number four is the power of curses. The Bible says, curseless shall not come. And the Bible says, Jesus, he has redeemed us from the curse of law. According to Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 to 14, he has been made a curse for us. So with the cross of Calvary and the death of Jesus Christ, you can break any kind of curse. Number five is the power of ancestral powers. Ancestral powers, ancestral spirit, ancestral powers can be very dangerous because these are powers that are very, very deep, and they are mesmerizing in their game against human beings. Ancestral powers, they are the power we call resident powers. They are generational powers. They are inherited powers. They are power that confronted our parents, and they want to confront us as children. They are hereditary powers. They are bloodline power. They are genetic powers. This power resides in our blood. And that is why, when you are confronted this kind of powers, you must be aggressive enough using the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Listen to me. Everybody, if not about 99%, are under the siege, under the pursuit of these ancestral powers. Ancestral powers, they can lie low, but any favorable condition, they rise up and deal with the person. It was ancestral power that dealt with David. And you see that David cannot control himself until fair. I pray that every ancestral powers contending against your destiny, you, these evil genetic powers that is fighting against your blood, shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever you are, confess your sin to the Lord. Tell the Lord to show mercy upon you. Aha, in Jesus' name we pray. These three prayer points, pray very well. Take your time to pray these prayers. You might take each of them under 5 or 10 minutes, but pray them very well. Bring out your bottle of oil and water. Lord, we thank you for this oil and the water. We pray that you will change the oil and the water to supernatural oil. It shall become supernatural water. The anointing of fire and deliverance shall enter into the oil. The blood of Jesus shall flow into this oil and this water. And they shall become water of power, water of deliverance, water of healing, and water of miracle. So the oil will become the oil of deliverance. In Jesus' name we pray. Please, can you just drink a little? As you are taking them in, say, I swallow the fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Say it very well. I swallow the fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. I swallow the fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. I swallow the fire of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Rub it on your chest. Say, evil hand operating against me, I cut you off. Evil hand operating against me, I cut you off. Evil hand operating against me, I cut you off. In Jesus' name. Now rub it on your forehead. See every mark of darkness. That is bringing attack to my life. Blood of Jesus, wipe it off in the name of Jesus. Every mark of darkness that is bringing attack to my life. Blood of Jesus, wipe it off in the name of Jesus. Every mark of darkness that is bringing attack to my life. Blood of Jesus, wipe it off in Jesus' name. Pray. Now put a little on your belly button. You put your hand there as we pray this one. Don't forget, ancestral powers are inherited powers. They are hereditary powers. You are going to pray now. Say, generational curses arresting my progress. Break and release me in the name of Jesus. Generational curses arresting my progress. Break and release me in the name of Jesus. Generational curses arresting my progress. Break and release me in the name of Jesus. Generational curses arresting my progress. Break and release me. Break and release me. Break and release me. In Jesus' name, pray. Your hands on your belly button. You will now shout loud and clear. Say, inherited strong man. Katalipo kada kada. Let me go in the name of Jesus. Inherited strong man. Let me go. 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 In Jesus' name, pray. Please concentrate on that prayer on yourself. Pray for about 5 to 10 minutes. This is the third one. And pray very, very well. Say, ancestral battle. Catalyst, catara. Ancestral bondage. Pray the two together. Ancestral battle, kalikapuntika, ancestral bondage, in the name of Jesus. Ancestral battle, ancestral bondage, in the name of Jesus. Ancestral battle, ancestral bondage, tie by fire, in Jesus' name. Pray, please, on your own, take time to pray these prayers, and you will see what the Lord will do. Now, I want you to see some deep, deep things that you have probably not seen before. Take the oil, put it on your eye, on your two eye, put it on your two eye, and you now, now pray this prayer very well. Say, the secret I need to know about the origin of my life be revealed to me by fire. The secret I need to know about the origin of my life, about the foundation of my life, be revealed to me by fire. The secret I need to know about the origin of my life, the secret I need to know about the foundation of my life, be revealed to me by fire, 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 be revealed to me by fire. The secret I need to know about the foundation of my life, about the origin of my life, be revealed to me by fire, be revealed to me by fire. In Jesus' name, pray. You are going to pray this single prayer for 10 minutes, and it's for 3 days. Whatever God revealed to you, please let me know. God bless you in Jesus' name. I speak into the life of everyone listening to me, or those who are going to listen to me later, that the power of God shall walk upon your life. It will take you back to your root and set you free completely in the name of Jesus Christ. All embargo that has been placed upon you from the womb shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. The evil mark upon your forehead shall be wiped off in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree your destiny to move forward. Arise and shine, for your light is come. In Jesus' name we pray. Those who are going for interview, receive the touch of God, and you will come back with testimony. All pregnant women, the Lord lay hands upon you, and your delivery will be with ease in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who are waiting, expecting the fruit of the womb, may God Almighty visit you in a new way and give you testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. All businessmen and women, the Lord God will raise you up in the name of Jesus. All the career men and women, the Almighty God will intervene in your case in the name of Jesus Christ. Anyone here, you have property to sell, and the enemy has put the embargo on that property, let the embargo be broken, and let there be testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for those who are expecting their permanent resident document, or they are praying earnestly to get a document they are waiting for. May God Almighty show you mercy and answer you by fire. Within 3 weeks, you will come and celebrate. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, God has done something very great. And if you want to get across to us, send information to our WhatsApp number. Send your testimony to our WhatsApp number. 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, and our international headquarters is at number 13 on Lasimbo Street, Unike Sabuyaba. This address is at Lagos, just behind the second gate of University of Lagos, and 10 minutes drive from Queen's College. God bless you in Jesus' name. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola. God bless you.